During our chapter service these past few days, we have been examining the great oral authority of the church, which has been designated for the season of Advent. And we are looking at these antiphons because they summarize for us all the prophecies about the long-awaited Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Today's antiphon says, O King of Nations, you answer their longing. O cornerstone, you reconcile nations opposed. Come and save us whom you created from death. If you look on the phone, you can sense a breath of hope around you and astonishment. You can also glimpse the people of the Old Testament and the Gentiles yearning for a Redeemer. The Sanctified One is with the petition, come and save us whom you created from death. This is a reality we all live with. No one is exempt from the creation from death. And as we will see, this phrase reminds us of our beginning as well as our end. It reminds us of our beginning in the garden, the primeval garden experience. In the book of beginnings, we are reminded that the Lord God formed man from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. God is the prophet, who meticulously and quickly forms and molds us to his prayers. We are important vessels for him, because he gave us life. We have come to know the Lord God as our Father, and that we are his place, and that we are the work of his hands. This antiphon also reminds us of our end. There was a time when Adam had to be reminded about the consequences of being formed from the ground. He was convinced by the serpent that he could switch roles and become as the creator. But instead, his eyes were opened to the fact that he was only a creature of the creator. And sin was laid bare for what it really was. Pride would change the role of creature for creator. Or St. Paul reminds us, man was actually serving the creature by exchanging the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man. So God gave Adam a ring, reminding him that he was from the ground. By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread. Till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. So you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And St. Paul even reminds us we are the same way. For since by a man came death, as an animal died, we have lost life. And then death. And this reminds us of original sin and its consequences. There is no deliverance until we have returned to the ground. Even though we are in the bondage and slavery of sin, we need not despair. Our antiphon tells of a hopeful longing. We can rely on God's promises until we try to be delivered from this, the Egypt of our sin. We call upon the King of Nations because we owe him obedience. We remember that he is the one who controls the destiny of nations and people, for he is the creator. He is the king who answered our dreams and leads his nation, his chosen people, through the parted waters to dry ground. He has saved us, his people Israel, his church. This antiphon also reminds us that the Lord God is preparing for the second advent, by gathering his church to himself. This church, the remnant of Israel, is being founded and formed on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. We are really reminded that the church is more than a building,
But like all the buildings, it needs a cornerstone, which is the essential starting place in the construction of a building. And Christ is the essential starting place, the cornerstone. He supports both Jews and Gentiles in the formation of his Christian church. Christ is also the cornerstone of our faith, the foundation of our spiritual support, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We do not bear Christ, but he bears us. For he is the chief corner, the starting point, which governs every angle, both of the foundation and of the building itself of our faith. He is the tested and polished stone, which shapes all other stones, so that we can be formed in the image of the Son of God. Isaiah says this: "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a perfect stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly in place. He who believes in it will not be disturbed." As Christ was tested and polished by death and the cross, so we in his image should become well polished stone by such suffering and such a cross. Christ, our cornerstone, reconciles us to have been created from death. Through his reconciliation, we have the answer to death, so that in Christ all shall be made alive. This is the astonishment expressed in the Gospel. Even though we are but dust, God knows our claim. He is mindful that we are but dust. And he has given us Jesus Christ as the propitiation for our sins. In other words, God has provided both his Son for the satisfaction of our sins and has given him as a gift to man. He who did not spare his own Son but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? God delivered Jesus for us all, having made peace through the blood of his cross. In other words, God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself, not holding men's trespasses against them. It is for this reason, my brethren, that he has instituted the office of the ministry to the church, to pronounce this reconciliation to sinners. And this is our task, as we are reminded by St. Paul. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We act as an ambassador of the King of Kings. We do not speak in our own name, or act in our own authority. We are not to bring our own opinion, but simply what we have been told or commanded to say. But at the same time, we speak with the authority of the King, speaking to the desires of his people, the truth through the blood of the cross. We bring to them the good news of happiness, and herald salvation to those created from death. Your God reigns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.